So this is a hard video to film, and it's going to be covering a lot of hard stuff. I'm going to talk about delusional themes relating to psychosis. But more specifically in this video, I'm going to be talking about my struggles with religion through the lens of my psychotic disorder, and my journey with God in general. And if you are new here, my name is Kit, and I have something called schizoaffective disorder, which is a condition where someone experiences symptoms of schizophrenia, such as delusions and hallucinations, but also symptoms of a mood disorder, either major depression or, in my case, bipolar. As part of my disorder, I experience religious delusions and hallucinations that work in tandem to create truly terrifying experiences. Because yes, psychosis can be absolutely terrifying, and I had my first horrifying psychotic experience when I had a break from reality in 2018. I was suffering from some pretty hefty delusional thinking that had its roots in the summer of the year before. And I had this unshakable belief that God had chosen me for a very particular purpose, and that purpose was to watch my loved ones die and not be able to do anything about it. Sounds messed up. It actually sounds really messed up and quite illogical, but I believed it with every fiber of my being, and I followed that God like my life depended on it. Throughout the entire psychotic episode, I felt very helpless and scared, and it's hands down the most traumatizing experience of my entire life. And now I'm going to talk about why this video is honestly one big gray area, and I'm gonna start by talking about my religious background. I was raised in the Christian church, Methodist and Southern Baptist specifically. I was taught many things that I, well, no longer believe in, but at the time accepted as truth. And I want to make it clear that I'm not bashing Christianity, it's just not for me anymore, and this wasn't an easy decision to make. And maybe by the end of this video, you'll understand. But if you don't come after me in the comments section, please. But anyways, I was raised in the Christian church, and I was taught many things that psychosis would later warp. I will call the God I worship during my episode the Madness with a capital M. So when the Madness talked to me and told me about the future, I believed he was real because I was taught that God did reveal himself to us in many surprising ways. I was taught that God was active in our lives, so when the Madness claimed to have had power and sway over certain events, I went along with it. And the Madness repeatedly told me that I wasn't good enough for him. And since I was taught that I alone was never good enough in the eyes of God without Jesus Christ himself, well, you might be starting to believe why I went along with that as well. And there were other things too. It doesn't end there. I thought we were supposed to fear God, so when the Madness became terrifying, I thought that's how it was supposed to be. And I felt the threat of eternal hell in my bones if I dared to stand against the Madness. The list goes on, and I know that Christians today don't believe these things in the same way I did during my episode. Trust me, I know that by now. And I hope that you understand by this point why I thought the Madness was the God of the Bible. And the thing is, the Madness started out kind. He started out gracious. I felt safe in the beginning. So when I told people in Christian circles about what I was experiencing, how I felt the presence of God every second of my life, I actually had people that, yes, supported me, but also some who envied me and envied that connection that I supposedly had with God. So you might be able to see how this culture became detrimental. Because I had more than just me believing it in the beginning, and because of that, it went on way longer than it should have. If someone had figured out that something was wrong back then and not fed into it, then maybe things would have been different. But I can only speculate. No one can really ever know. Anyways, as you all now know, the kindness did not last, and my God became abusive, hurtful, and cruel. And eventually, it all blew up, and it all blew over. It came to a peak, and there was a before psychotic break kit and after psychotic break kit. But I got help, I got meds, and I grew to accept and truly believe that it was, in fact, all in my head. Despite what some people think, this was not a demonic attack. It was the result of a chemical imbalance, and once I truly realized that, I swore off religion entirely. It was just not worth it to try, because the mere mention of anything religious would send me into flashbacks and anxiety attacks. So it was better, and safer, I might add, to just not be religious at all. My beliefs during this time can be best summed up in the following phrase. There might be a God, but I want nothing to do with them. And some of you might believe that all of that is absolute crap, and I should just power through and believe in God because his love conquers all and everything, and I could do it if I really tried hard enough. But I'm telling you again that that's not safe for me. Because I'm going to be brutally honest here for a second, as if I haven't already been brutally honest this entire video. But I'm going to be extra brutally honest here for a second. And it's that people who don't go through this kind of psychosis, these religious themes in psychosis, do not understand how messed up the situation can be, and frankly, how much it can, I really want to cuss, but how much it can really f you up. Because I'm not kidding when I say my life was a horror movie. And actually, some horror movies would have been a blessing compared to what I went through. And yes, I truly believe that. Not all horror movies, but some. Because it's been 5 years since this happened, and I'm still processing quite large chunks of it in therapy. And here's the thing about all of it, and it's that I'm not alone. Psychosis that deals with religious themes is extremely common in this day and age. And it's very easy to get sucked into them, especially when you live in a society that normalizes intense and visceral religious experiences and validates seemingly supernatural events. My experience is not special. But anyways, enough about that. The years passed, 3.5 of them to be exact, and I was content, I was happy, and I was doing great. There was no emptiness in my soul, in the absence of God. There was none of that stuff that people told me would happen when I gave up religion. I was honestly fine. But the video doesn't end there. Things actually did change, and I identify as spiritual now. And of course, there's more to it than that, and I want to talk about how that shift happened, why it happened, and where I am today. Because now I'm at peace with the whole situation, and I think sharing why I'm at that peace is valuable. So, not surprisingly, I'm a recovering alcoholic. But I am sober now, and I did it with the help of a program called Alcoholics Anonymous, or AA. And part of the 12-step program that they suggest involves finding a higher power that they claim will help you stop drinking. But AA doesn't say what your higher power has to be, it just can't be something human. So really, what this looks like in my experience is that you end up in a room with a bunch of other recovering alcoholics who all have different belief systems and listen with open minds. And even though everyone has their own higher power, we all support the same goal of staying sober, and that unites us. So I saw that environment, and I decided that I didn't want drinking to be what killed me. So one day, I took the plunge and I talked to the void. And what did the void do? It actually responded with what felt like comfort and kindness. No weird voices, no fear, no threats, no premonitions of death, just what felt like unconditional love. And that thing, that being, helped. I got sober, and I've stayed sober for well over a year now. But that's really it when it comes to my spirituality. I have a being I talk to on a regular basis, and that being helps me, but I don't go to church, I don't read the Bible, and I don't subscribe to any religion. I just kind of float and don't worry about finding answers or understanding everything. But the reality is that even now, I don't know if my higher power is actually real. I don't know if it's actually God on the other side, or if my brain has just made up yet another madness for me to worship. I mean, I tell people I have a healthy distrust of reality because my reality lies to me so much. So this, well, it might all be a lie, and I'm acutely aware of that. But it doesn't really matter because I'm content, I'm okay, and sometimes, dare say it, I'm happy. I had a hallucination once wisely tell me that I don't have to know what's real, I just have to know what's in front of me. And right now, this being that I truly believe helps me, that's what's in front of me. Those interactions, those feelings, that love, that welcomeness, that unconditional caring warmth is what's in front of me. So even if none of it is real, well, it's all right. And like everything in my life, including psychosis, I'll just take things as they come. And I want to say that it's okay to not know what's real if you deal with psychosis on a regular basis. And come on, let's be real, that's what makes psychosis psychosis, is that you can't always tell when it's real or not. Especially when it comes to religion and spirituality, something that none of us can actually prove anyway. So from my perspective, it's definitely okay to just rely on faith to keep you going. Because that's what everyone else does, right? So I want to ask you guys, if you've dealt with something similar, where are you now? Are you religious? Spiritual? Does it help you with your condition? Do you not believe in anything at all? Let me know in the comment section down below because I'd love to hear your thoughts. But guys, please, please, please keep it civil. And if you want to learn a little bit more about the psychotic break that I touched on earlier, I made 2 videos about it, and the first one I will link here, so go check that out if you want to learn more. But other than that, thank you so much for watching this video. I will see you in the next one. Bye-bye.